that was kind of loud. Hi, Tuttles. Hi, Bam Bam. Hey, Sue. How you behave, Sue? Sup? How you doing, Aaron? Remember to talk close to your mic, okay? I know, Lewis, I was teasing you. Oh, Peter, I've been seeing all the new posts. The Heroes group. Now it just dropped my mind. The one that owns the llamas. Oh no, Bam Bam. I hope it's not me. Are you mad at me? You're all right. You can vent anytime you want, my friend. You're part of the family. You're all right. I hope not, but you know me. Oh, geez. Ooh, we changed songs. Hey, Duke James, welcome. You came in right at the poppy song. Got all like old school. Hope you are well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the absolute best people in the chat. Thank you for your continued love, support, likes, shares, and downloads. So, yeah, today is Friday. Welcome, VK. Good to see you. Today is Friday in Denver, March 3rd, and in Denver and everywhere else. But in Denver today, it's currently 28 degrees and it'll be a high of 45. I think hopefully the weather is changing. I guess March is our snowiest month, so I don't know. We'll see. But other places and my Canadian friends, I have a lot of followers, so I always do a little bit of their weather. Let's see. And Welland, Ontario, it is 0. It feels like -3 with a high of 6. Light rain turning to heavy rain around 8 p.m. So be careful out there. Yeah, you guys always get it and then it freezes and then it turns into like an ice rink outside your house. So I don't think there's anybody else in here right now from Canada. So we'll move on to BP, my friend in Elwood, Pennsylvania. It's still cold out there. It's 3, feels like 0, and he might get to high of 7 with overcast light rain and then turning to snow. So we are going, yeah, hopefully it is warmer for the weekend. I hope so too, Peter. And no wind. It'll be fine if the wind is what, hate the wind. Hate it. Snow and cold are awful, but holy moly, Canada. I know. Canada's crazy. For Kimberly, for Ryan and Kimberly, British Columbia, it's -8, but it feels like -12. That's not even bad. He says that's warming up. And it's true because I remember when we first started, it was like 33 below. It was crazy, crazy weather. So, okay. The word of the day today, you guys, is scrumptious. Scrumptious. It has a couple of meanings, either extremely tasty or delicious, like for instance, in a sentence, BP eats some scrumptious looking food because he always posts his food on Instagram and it looks so good. Or as a person, scrumptious would be very attractive. She is simply the most scrumptious thing on two legs. Oh my gosh, who says that? Who says that? I guess somebody does. Anyway, we'll move on to the quote of the day, from scrumptious to the quote of the day. Remember this, you guys, out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. the most massive characters are seared with scars, and that's Cal Gilbran. I think suffering builds character, especially when you choose to not fold, to not give in to the pain or the hurt, and be the victim, making the choice every day to stand up, put a smile on your face, and put your big girl panties on and declare, I got this. Nothing's going to bring me down. This too shall pass. And when it does, I will be better and able to help another who might be facing the same suffering. My scars might look ugly on the surface, but they are there just as a reminder that I am not a victim or a timid little flower. I am a badass, insert chick or dude there. So don't forget that you are badasses out there. Don't let anybody tell you the stuff that you've gone through isn't worth helping somebody else, because it is. Hi, Mr. A. How are you? I hope you're well. Yeah, hold your head up high. Good morning. Got a few more things, Aaron, and then we'll get to you and your sports. I wanted to go over a little bit of what is trending before Aaron's sports, and hopefully this will play. Okay. Today is the National Anthem Day, March 3rd. On this day, March 3rd, 1931, President Herbert Hoover signed into law the Star Spangled Banner as our national anthem. Then in 1918, the first sporting event to play the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, played during the seventh inning of the game of number one 1918 World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. In 1889, the armed forces acknowledged the Star Spangled Banner. Benjamin F. Tracy ordered the Star Spangled Banner to be the official tune when raising the Navy flag. Then in September 14, 1814, our national anthem's lyrics were written. Francis Scott Key wrote a poem that would eventually become the lyrics to our national anthem after witnessing the Battle of Baltimore. The national anthem. High and shine. Welcome, Q, DH.
That was Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem from the recent Super Bowl, right?
Yes, that was indeed Chris Stapleton. He
that
is
was
awesome.
A good rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, to be honest.
Yeah, it sure was. So Star Spangled Banner today. That's what's trending in the national days. Now, excuse me. To try to get through, let me see. Okay, yeah, we have some time. Denver Restaurant Week starts today. I don't know if they do that anywhere else, but if you're here in Denver, I'll post the information on the Dina Joe podcast Facebook page. It'll have the menus and highlights. And then KFC, hi, Mimi Shell, how are you? It's so good to see you. Man, you just put a smile on my face. Haven't seen her in forever. It's nice to see somebody when you haven't seen them in a while. It just made me happy. All right, so back. KFC. It is bringing back, I guess they had this, let's see. It's called the Double Down Sandwich. And it was started back, 2010. Yeah. And it sold 10 million sandwiches when it first came out. So it's starting again this week. And what it is the Double Down contains two slices of cheese, hickory smoked bacon, either mayo or spicy sauce, sandwiched between two KFC extra crispy chicken fillets instead of buns. So I'm guessing they're going after the keto stuff. So that is coming. Well, it's already out. They said you can go and try to find that. The next thing that I had, I already told you guys that the Wendy's, if you like the chili, that is going to, it should be in cans now at the store. If you're into that, I don't like it, but some people do. And then the other one that's trending is popcorn. If you're missing the, high shore pants, Robert, good to see you. Hanny J, Luna Nina, good to see you guys. The AMC's popcorn, I guess they're now going to sell it only exclusively at Walmart. You can get it in big bags that you can pop yourself or in the, well, or in the microwave little bags. So you can find those at Walmart. Again, I'll post all this stuff on the Dina Jo Facebook page. And then if you're still a little hungry, Utah wants your help. It says hungry Utah wildlife officials suggest catching this tasty invasive species. So they're having a problem with bullfrogs in Utah. And so in order to help, you know, contain it, they want people to hunt these little guys and eat them. They say they're tasty. I don't know. Do you think there's a whole lot of meat on them? No, I just don't. I know it's it says that you don't have to have a license. You can go and you can catch. There's no limit. There's no season on bullfrogs in Utah. They said that you might want to get a license just because you'll be catching them with a net. And sometimes you end up catching fish along with the bullfrog. And then you can get in trouble, I guess, if they catch you and you don't put it back. But yeah, bullfrogs, yummy. No, I don't think so. But I know out here they had a problem with geese and at this one park. And, it was one of the parks we've done a 7K at, Aaron, and they caught the geese and they had this big thing saying, oh, well, we're going to catch them. We're going to kill them and we're going to give them to the homeless people or people that are just, you know, less fortunate and that are hungry. We're going to catch these geese and we're going to give them to them. I don't know. I always think of geese as being dirty. I mean, I know you clean them and stuff before you eat them, but still, I just think of them as a dirty animal. So I'm not sure. Geese, I mean, is it good? Short pants, Robert, have you had it? Is it greasy? It's probably, I'm guessing it might be greasy, but I'll pass on Christmas goose. Yeah, that's true. They're mean. I know they're mean, especially if they have babies, because we would do the 7K and they come after you. Like if you're walking by where their babies are and you're like, oh, how cute. No, they come after you. They are mean. They can be very mean. So anyway, bullfrogs, if you're really hungry, you can go to Utah and catch yourself some bullfrogs. Again, I think I'll pass. I think I'll pass. But what do you call that? If the French eat frog legs, is it just called frog legs or was it called something else? I'm trying to think. I can't remember. I'll have to look and see. All right, Aaron, we'll just play your music for you. Nasty frog legs? No, I thought they were called something else. Like
that sounds something that you see on Fear Factor where they eat like the gross stuff.
Yeah, there's grosser things, I guess. It just...
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I don't know.
Stuff on the show, anyway.
I just... Yeah. Like snails. Oh, that's what I'm thinking about. Snails is escargot. Maybe frog legs are just frog legs. All right. Thank you, Michelle. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. I got another report in for this week.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Lunar Lena put it in. Hi, BP. I'm sorry I missed you coming in. Lunar Lena put in there. Wait, frog legs are. Cruces del Grillo. It probably sounds a lot better. Somebody else saying it, not me. Yes, I can. Thank you, Lunar Lena. Thanks. All right, Aaron, go ahead.
I watched a Seattle Sea Dragons game, my favorite Seattle Sea Dragons football team, the XFL, again, and they lost again.
Oh, no.
Somehow they were up 18-17 with like 2 minutes left. They were playing against St. Louis, and somehow St. Louis drove right down the field and scored a game-winning field goal as time expired. And I'm like, how in the world did you lose another game like that?
Oh, my gosh.
I know, like the first game they played against DC, they were up by at least 10. They blew that lead, and then I don't know what's going on with them this season.
Oh, man. Well, just keep rooting for them, Aaron. Keep rooting for them.
I think the next game they're playing against the Vegas Vipers, I believe.
Okay, do you know when that is?
I think maybe I was trying to look it up this weekend, but most of the games are being streamed on ESPN Plus.
Oh, okay. Hey, Crazy Kyle, how are you?
One of the games I managed to find, like maybe for the weeks ahead, is like a game between Houston and Orlando, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know if it was Houston or Orlando, but I'll have to check again.
All right. Yeah. Oh, thank you, BP. I can't wait.
And then that same day, I watched Colorado State men's basketball team beat Wyoming 84-71, even though Colorado State's not doing that well in college basketball this year.
No.
No, they showed what's like wrong the conference with our standings, teams? And Colorado State is like second to last.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that so isn't very good.
So well, and I heard that when Colorado State, Wyoming, it's known as the Border War.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because Wyoming and Colorado border each other.
Yep.
And fun fact.
Thank you, Lunar Lena. Thank you, Robert.
State won this game. It was their 100th win all time in the rivalry series against Wyoming.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start doing better.
Yeah, I hope they can get back to being a better basketball team next season.
Yeah. No kidding. Now, does that mean, I'm sorry, Aaron, but does that mean that they don't play in like the March Madness stuff?
No, they don't. They probably wouldn't even qualify for that.
That's what I was going to say. You have to qualify to be into that. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Uh-huh. Like, if you win your regular season, if you have, like, the best conference record in the regular season, you get an automatic bid for the tournament. But another way you can get another bid for the tournament is if you win the conference.
Gotcha. Tournament. All right. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Even
see?
If you won both,
see, I learned.
If you got the regular season title and then the conference tournament title, no mm-hmm. matter what, you're going to be in guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's coming out. Now, when is March Madness coming out? Is it the last 2 weeks of March?
March the 12th is when all the brackets will be unveiled. So you know who's playing who. And then all the games start on March 14th.
Okay. And it's like 2 weeks, correct? Or
like
longer?
Less than 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. It just seems like a long time.
So not this Sunday, the brackets will be unveiled. It'll be the 12th on March.
Gotcha.
March 12th.
And there's not a whole lot of work that gets done during I remember going out to eat with friends, and it was in places where they had like TVs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just full of guys writing down stuff, looking at the screens. Yeah. Oh, yes, too. March 12th is daylight savings time. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be filling out my own bracket this year to see how well I do, because I asked, I found out what my correct percentage was for my last bracket, because I found it from last year.
Uh-huh.
I got like almost 50% of it correct.
Oh, okay. That's so 49, good.
Yeah, 49.
For your first time? We'll do it. You're not losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's good practice.
Yeah. I also watched some Premier League soccer. My team Leicester City lost to Arsenal 1-0.
Oh no.
And then watched some more college basketball. Number 3 Kansas, one of my favorite colleges, beat West Virginia 76-74. And then North Carolina beat number 6 Virginia 71-63.
Okay.
And then I watched the kickoff of the MLS Cups, the MLS season, and Nashville SC defeated New York City FC 2-0. And Nashville SC was wearing jerseys that were a tribute to Johnny Cash, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like on the back, like where their neck was like Johnny Cash's signature, and it was like all black jerseys that they were wearing.
That's cool. Was it his birthday, or was it why?
I don't remember, but I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. And then for Mama Bear, I watched the NASCAR Fontana race, and of course, that troublemaker Kyle Busch won it, number 8.
In Fontana.
Yeah,
I don't know if Crazy
California.
Yeah, your grandpa used to live in Fontana, so I know where it's at.
Yeah, and my guy Martin Truex Jr. finished in the top 10 in both stage 1 and stage 2. He ended up finishing in the top 10 overall. I think it was maybe 6th he finished. Maybe I'll have to see. And then Truex finished in the top 10 in the first stage, and then he almost finished in the top 10 because I remember he finished 11th.
Okay. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah,
okay,
And I found out you get points for based how you finish in each stage as well. Like, if you finish in first in the first two stages, you get like 10 points for that, and then it goes down like 9 points per second, 8 points per third, 7 points per fourth, 6 points per fifth, and it goes down like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because all the points add up at the end of the season. Whoever has like the most points is the NASCAR champion.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's all
right. Based. Wow, she could probably teach you a lot about that. And real quick about the Nashville SC's jerseys.
Yeah.
They were just honoring, it said, because Johnny Cash was the man in black, the Nashville SC is playing tribute to the late singer-songwriter who spent much of his life in Tennessee with the secondary man in black uniforms. So
gotcha.
They are just paying tribute to him. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool too. And SC stands for soccer club, by the way.
Oh, okay. I was going to say what?
FC, that stands for football club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
so.
That's
what? So the soccer club is for the UK, I'm guessing.
No, it could be here in the United States because we have some teams like New York City FC, which is, and their full name is the New York City Football Club. That's like the full name, but football club is shortened just to the two letters.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, cool.
Speaking of soccer, watch the season opener for our Rapids, and I haven't seen a game of theirs in forever on TV. And unfortunately, they lost this primetime matchup against the Seattle Sounders 4-0.
Holy moly, man. They just to open up the season. God, and they just have not been doing. I don't know. How long ago did we go and see them? And it was a horrible game. It was fun.
I still remember they got beaten really bad. Like the other.
Oh man, it was terrible.
Team scored like what, 6 goals in one game?
Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
It was just absolutely terrible.
Yeah, but they haven't recovered quite since then. That's what I'm saying. It was so long ago, and they still haven't done very well.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, I remember on like the last day of the regular season, they clinched the number one seed out from in the Western Conference for the playoffs, and then now they're just not that good anymore.
Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Peter.
And honestly, that year when the Rapids got the number one seed, I thought they had a good chance to maybe make it all the way to the MLS Cup final. Like that. Well, that's what I was hoping for, but that didn't happen.
Wow. Yeah. No kid. Well, then I guess they did good once. They just need to come back. And I know, Soup said, at least we have the Nuggets. They're doing good.
The Nuggets are absolutely kicking some major butt this year.
Yeah.
And I believe they play against the team that's second in the Western Conference behind Denver tonight, and it's against Memphis at home.
Nice.
Gets the Memphis Grizzlies at home, yeah.
Hey, Bam Bam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am great. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
I was just calling to see if A-Dog's going to get in on any wrestling chat.
Well, you can chat with him, because that's what I asked him too. I'm like, what's going on? Because I always ask him, let's have a list, because we're not in the same room together. And yeah. So I'm like, where's WWE? What happened? So what happened, Bam Bam?
Well, the biggest news for this week was on Monday Night Raw, Lita and Becky Lynch took the ladies tag team champion. So it made Becky Lynch they call it a Grand Slam champion, because now she's been a tag team champion, a Raw champion, a SmackDown champion, and an NXT champion or whatever. And Lita got to get her first run as a tag team champion in WWF, because that belt didn't exist back when she used to wrestle, because she's been retired. And I think it was 2006 she was inducted to the Hall of Fame. So she came back out of retirement to tag up with Becky Lynch, and they took the tag team titles on Monday.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And they have announced a few matches for WrestleMania. They're going to have Omos versus Brock Lesnar. And they're going to have Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. So those are two matches they've confirmed. And then, of course, they're still going on about the match with what's his face there, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Tonight on SmackDown, they're supposed to have a face to face, so it should be an interesting episode of SmackDown tonight.
Oh yeah, that's what Aaron said he was going to be watching it tonight. Yeah,
I'll probably catch that tonight, but I'm pretty much waiting for WrestleMania at this point.
Yeah, and then I told him I got totally confused, because I thought, all right, the guy that looks like a llama, that guy?
Logan Paul.
Yeah, he has a brother who fights?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I was totally confused. I'm like, now what is he doing over here fighting somebody? Because they look pretty similar, kind of.
Yeah, he was fighting, it was like a boxing match against like Tyson Fury or something like that.
Yeah.
He lost, I believe, a decision.
I don't know. Do you know, Aaron? I have no clue. I just thought it was the same guy.
About that too, but I don't really watch boxing at all.
No, I don't watch anything pretty much. I watch wrestling. I don't watch hockey anymore. I don't watch NASCAR anymore. Yeah. I basically quit watching NASCAR years back when they started splitting the race up with that part one, part two, and all that stuff. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, you just run a race, get the race done.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, sure, you could give bonus points for leading halfway and bonus points for this, that, and the other.
Thank you, Mr. A.
But splitting a race up into two friggin' races is just kind of dumb, in my opinion.
Okay, Mr. A did clarify that he did lose in the box, and he's a fake boxer.
I think the races you were talking about, Tuttles, was probably, that was the Clash of the Coliseum, which was probably the, I would say, in my opinion, the preseason race to all the other race before all the other races for the regular season. I'm guessing,
if you could call it a race, how fast could you go in that little itty bitty circle?
It's an oval.
Well, it was itty bitty tiny. You can go that fast.
But when he's saying like splitting it up into smaller races, I mean, that's what that's what the stages are for. Like the like the first two stages will be like 65 laps, and the last one will be 70, because it's always going to add up to the total number of laps that they do for each race.
Right.
Yeah, I just not a big like fan.
Three, I think it's always three stages, I believe. Always three.
Yeah, that's been within the last few years, though. I just, as an ex-racer and stuff, I don't know. I just like the big old lap counter. It was, okay, you're going to do 200 laps. Let's go.
Yep. Start counting it down. Good old days. Mm-hmm. So WWE tonight. Hi, Ralph. What's on tonight?
The face-to-face between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. So
okay. So they're going to be staring each other down, talking trash, getting ready for the...
Somebody will hit somebody, and then somebody will run in, and then somebody will run in to save that person, and then somebody else will hit that person. By the end of it, we should have probably about 9 people in the ring.
Okay. All right. That sounds like fun. Chair flies in. Yeah, probably. But
what a lot of people don't know is actually Roman Reigns has to redefend his title tomorrow against Sami Zayn. It's not a pay-per-view event. It's an event at Toronto at the Rogers Center. And there's actual speculations that Sami Zayn might actually beat Roman Reigns tomorrow.
Mm. Now, that's something completely different than the first one you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just they called them a house show. It's just like, not everything that wrestlers do is on TV, right? They always have all the matches and stuff.
Yeah. So
this weekend's match is in Toronto, and they're actually thinking that Sami Zayn might actually beat Roman Reigns this weekend.
So you guys won't be able to see it live?
No, but they'll play clips of it on Monday Night Raw.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. See, I'm learning. There's so much to learn, guys.
Ralph Williams is also a big wrestling fan, too, as well.
Oh, okay. See, there's a lot of people. The Prophet Nation, she said she likes it, too. There's a lot of people. There's some closet people, too. Closet WWE likers.
I was doing a WWE show on the WESN network for a minute, but my producer sort of bailed on me, so I lost the show.
Oh, no.
It only lasted a few weeks.
Dang, dude, you didn't even tell me. You need to tell me that kind of stuff so I can listen. But, so tell me next time. I want to listen. That's cool. I had no idea that Ralph liked it too. See, there's a lot of people that like it. We need to watch more of it, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Boo, Roman. He doesn't like Roman, huh?
I like Roman. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for
having me. You're welcome. Bye, Tuttles.
Bye.
That was Bam Bam. Thank you. Yes. All right.
Yeah, so there's a lot Roman much. Reigns.
You do?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. But yeah, other people don't?
Yeah, because he formed the Bloodline.
Oh. See, yeah. That's where I get confused, because I hear the Bloodline and I think that they're bad. But then there was another, I don't know.
Well, the part of the Bloodline, there's those Usos.
Those guys. And you don't like them, right?
No, I like them too, but I hope they can like figure out what's going on with this whole, like, people trying to take them down or whatever.
Oh, I just need to sit and watch it with you.
Yeah, we'll probably sit together and watch like WrestleMania or something.
It's our stories. I know. See, and I want it. I have to figure out how to stream it, because I should be able to stream it in my room. Yeah,
all those premium events stream for free on Peacock.
But for whatever reason, when I pull up Peacock, it tells me I can't watch it. I'm like, oh, dang it. Yeah, like I'm able to watch it the next day, but I can't watch it live, which is weird. Well, but you can
watch it on the cable box out here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been able to watch the WWE events. And that's how I was able to watch the Leicester City soccer game, too.
Yeah, because the last time when I was watching, I was laughing so hard when what's her face? I can't remember her name now. When she was running from one of those little glass, you know, they're not really glass, plastic clear booths. And she was talking all kinds of smash. And then she'd run to the next one. Yeah. What's her name? Carmella. And then she'd run to the next one. She'd talk smash. And then those two people went through it. I was laughing so hard. This is great. Oh man. All right. So, do you have more? Or are we going to do a little,
finish up here? Cause I have, cause then I watched some college basketball.
Hey, crazy lady.
I watched Fordham play Rhode Island, and Fordham won 74-71. And then this next one was probably the highest scoring college basketball game I've ever seen. It was between Iowa and Michigan State, and Iowa won in overtime 112-106.
Hi, Chris. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it's like in college basketball, you never see those teams score 100 points.
Like, yeah, that is a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and it was crazy, too, because Iowa was down by, like, 12 points with, like, less than 2 minutes to go. They managed to make a full comeback to force overtime, and then they won it in overtime.
That's amazing.
I know, and still the highest-scoring college basketball game I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, it is really crazy, yeah. It was like that one NBA game that happened this year where both teams scored 170 points each. I believe it was between the Clippers and the the Sacramento Kings.
Wow.
The final score was like 176-174.
I bet you that would have been exciting to be there, you know?
Yeah.
One score, next score, next score.
Speaker about that, and she said it was like the second highest scoring game in NBA history.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I know, yeah. And then lastly, I listened to my Chicago Bulls on the radio for the first time in a long time. I didn't listen for that long, but they played against Detroit, and they won 117-115.
Okay.
Yeah, but my Chicago Bulls aren't doing that well this year.
Good morning.
They're on the outside looking in, hopefully trying to get to the playoffs before the end of the regular season.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
for some reason, I'm getting drawn to like rooting for Chicago teams because.
Yeah, what's up with
before during like since like maybe like last year or something, or dating back to like 2021, I started watching most of the games that feature the Chicago White Sox, the baseball team. And for some reason, whenever I watch them, they end up winning. I'm like, am I their good luck charm or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, because at one point they won, like I watched like seven of their games on TV, and they won in 1 year, and they won all seven in a row.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were, yeah, I'm like, I have to be their good luck charm or something, because I mean, I don't mind rooting for them or the Cubs or the Chicago Bulls, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Just don't forget rooting for
their football team. Isn't that good?
Well, don't forget to root for our Nuggets.
I know. I always keep the teams here in Colorado loyal to my heart at number one all the time.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron. Well, thank you so very much for that. I appreciate you. That was awesome. That is Aaron with his sports, teaching his mom a little bit of something. Yeah. And hopefully you'll have some more. Watch some WWE, have that in there.
I'll do my homework tonight, I promise.
All right, cool. All right, awesome. Love you. Bye. You guys, I wanted to play happy birthday for everybody knows Saucy. She has been on Podbeam for a very, very, very long time. She's been going through a lot of health issues. Gosh, it seems like for the past year. And I know she just had recently had surgery 2 days ago. on her leg, and I believe her birthday is either Saturday or Sunday, I believe. So I just wanted to play happy birthday for her. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Ryan. If you see Miss Saucy, come in, wish her well, and wish her a happy birthday. She's probably one of the strongest ladies, man. Thank you, Ralph. Happy birthday, Saucy. You are loved by many. I'm positive thoughts and healing your way. We love you. All right, we're going to get right into the music. Today is going to be upbeat dance music to get you ready for the weekend. My first song is going to be Waiting for Love. Waiting for Love is a song by Swedish DJ music producer Ivanchi, produced by Ivanchi and Dutch producer Martin Garrix. The lyrics suggest that as long as there's love in this world, which we need a lot more of, any obstacle can be overcome. In the singer's darkest hour, a spark of hope reignites his passion for life, and he's determined to wait for love. So here is Avicii with Waiting for Love.
Kind of beautiful, and every night has a state so magical. And if there's love in this life, there's no obstacle. It can't be defeated. For every tyrant, a tear for the vulnerable. In every loss, all the bones of a miracle. For every dream, a dream will unstoppable. Something to believe in.
Hi, Cubella.
Me broken. Tuesday I was through.
So good to see you.
Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday waiting for love. Waiting for love.
Thank the stars. It's Friday.
Saturday. Guess I won't be coming to church on Sunday. I'll be waiting for love. Waiting for love to come around.
Thank you. Welcome, Esteban Gutierrez. Thank you, Mimi Shell. Thank you, Lunar Lena.
It's so blind, so cynical. If there's love in this life, we're unstoppable. No, we can't be defeated. Monday left me broken. Tuesday, I was through with hoping. Wednesday, my empty arms were open. Thursday, waiting for love. Waiting for love. Say the stars is Friday. Like the fire gone wild on Saturday. Guess I won't be coming to church or something. I'll be waiting for love.
That is Waiting for Love by Avicii off the album Stories in 2015. All right, that is just getting us warmed up, just warming us up. We're going to go to the second song on the list today. And it's Fast Car, which is a remake. Guy James Robbins, known professionally as Jonas Blue, is an English DJ, songwriter, record producer, and remixer based in London. He is widely known for recruiting young artists for his dance productions, which blends pop. In 2015, Blue released a tropical house cover of Tracy Chapman's 1988 single, Fast Car. It was his debut single and features vocals by Dakota. The Jonas Blue version peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart behind Zach Mullick's Pillow Talk. Its UK peak meant it charted higher than Chapman's original, which peaked at number 5 on the chart in 1988, and a position higher upon re-releasing in April of 2011. It remained on the top 10 for 11 weeks. So here is Jonas Blue with his version of Fast Car. A lot more upbeat for sure. Extra!
Fast car. I wanna take you anywhere. Maybe we'll make a deal. Maybe together we can be somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me and myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get inside of you. I've been working at a convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You got a fast car. Fast and rush, we're gonna fly away. We gonna make a decision. Live tonight, let me die this way.
Yeah, it's different, ABP.
Said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car.
All right, so that is Jonas Blue with his remake of Fast Car. 19. You'll find work now. All right, we're going to move on to the next song on my list today, and it is going to be More Than You. More Than You is a song by Swedish dance musical duo Axwell and Ingrosso, featuring uncredited vocals from Christopher Fogelmark. The song was released in Sweden as a digital download on May 27, 2017, as the 10th single from their debut studio album of the same name. Written by Sebastian Ingrosso, Samuel L. Flacker, Axel Hedfrost, Vincent, and Richard. The song peaked at number 2 on the Swedish singles chart. So here we go, Axel Ingrosso with More Than You Know. Welcome, P. Morris and Jibbit. Welcome. Thank you, Duchon.
I saw it coming from miles away. I better speak up if I
ponytails.
Cause it ain't over. And she sings. You had your reasons, you had a few. But you know that I would go anywhere for you. Cause it ain't over until she sings. I just need to get it off my chest. Yeah, more than you know. Yeah, more than you know. You should know that maybe you're the best. Yeah, more than you know. Yeah, more than you know. I just need to get it off my
chest. Thank you, Man. That is More Than You Know by Axwell and Ingrosso. More Than You Know. All right, we're going to move on to the next song that I have. And this is Sugar. It's kind of the one I played on Wednesday. They remade it off of this song. Sugar is the song by German DJ and record producer Robin Schultz. It features the vocals from Canadian singer Francisco Yates. It samples Baby Bash's 2003 Sugar Sugar. Oh, the opposite way. Sorry. This one was off of the other one. The song has become Schultz's most successful song from the album. Sugar was the hit in many European countries, peaking atop the singles charts for 7 countries. In the United States, charting on the Billboard Hot 100 chart at number 44, was certified platinum by the Records Association of America. So here's Robin Schultz featuring Francisco Yates with Sugar. Oh, I do like that song, Crazy Lady. But...
She got cherry lips, angel eyes. She knows exactly how to tantalize. She's out to get you, danger by design. Cold-blooded vixen, she don't compromise. She's something mystic, coming, cut her lies. So far from typical, but take my advice. Before you play with fire, do think twice.
And if you get burned, don't be surprised.
Drifting higher than the ceiling. Ooh, baby, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly? Sweet-talking lady, love how you were tied, you tied. Sugar with just the right amount of spice. I'm in the loop and everyone's desire. She's out to get you, you can't run, you can't hide. She's something mystical, they call her lies. I say, so far from typical, but take my advice. Before you play with fire, do think twice.
Thank you guys for the likes. Crazy lady, which one would you like?
Drifting higher than the ceiling. Ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. Got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
That is Sugar. Rob Schultz featuring Francisco Yates off the album Sugar 2015. All right, we're going to move on to, oh my gosh, now my list is gone because I was looking for one. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it. I was going to play the one for Bam Bam if I can bring my list back up. Bam. All the way down here. Now, I don't have any information on the song, but this is for you, Bam Bam. Raw bass. DJ Easy Rock. It takes two. You like which one could Jason.
And I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me. It's because they just cause I'm a winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. All ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me like the way that I rhyme.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Crazy.
I don't know, so let's go, cuz.
Gotcha, Crazy. Oh, that's cool. Thank you, dude, Sean. Thank you, BP. Good one, Bam Bam. Everybody loves this song. It just reminds me of the movie Proposal.
The situation of that debate. I'm kind of stunned, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe for a good friend. But listen up, because I want you to comprehend. Because I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia, then you get worried. So just sit
My mother not counterfeit. The record sounds, which makes this wanna hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure it don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I won't be touching this is Rob H. World. I'm on a mission, you better best listen. Till my rounds, cause I'm all about this and cause.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
I stand alone, don't need anyone, cause I'm raw, just came to have fun. Don't need friends that act like foes, cause I'm raw, face, the one who knows about things. That makes you get weary, don't cheer me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout, shout.
That is Rob Bays and DJ Easy Rock with It Takes Two. That's for my friend Bam Bam. Mm-hmm. All right, and then before I get back to my list, I'm going to play this one for Miss Crazy Lady, who is going to be able to see Ilium this weekend. So here we go. Feel something. Oh, got to turn the volume up first.
Pray to God, but I did today, just to take a minute of the pain away. Cause I'm scared that I believe in nothing. Am I on my own? I don't wanna break, but I did today, cause I only have myself to blame.
Thank you, Dushan. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Crazy.
Everything just to feel something. Just to feel something.
All right, that is Ilium with Feel Something for Miss Crazy Lady. Going to get ready for an awesome concert this weekend. Enjoy. That'll be fun. All right, back to the list. I got to figure out where I was. Let's see. Number five, Body. And it's by Loud Luxury. And they are a Canadian production duo, Andrew and Joe, who met at university. Moving to LA, the pair first gained recognition with their remix of Martin Garrix's single, Scared to Be Lonely. Loud Luxury hooked up with vocalist Brando to record their first original single, Body, released through Armin van Buuren's record label, Armanda Music. The party theme song became an international hit. At the Juno Awards in 2019, the song won the Juno Award for Dance Record of the Year. So here they are, Loud Luxury with Body. Excuse me.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. love, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around, I'll sit down. Give me some verb, I ain't talking down. You wanna ride in the six, you wanna down in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cool love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cool love. Body in my, losing all my innocence. Yeah, body in my,
Finding all my innocence if I am not. Losing all my innocence if I am not. Losing all my innocence if I am not. Losing all my innocence if I am not. Riding on my innocence if I am not. Losing all my innocence if I am not. Riding on my innocence if I am not. Just hit the pedal. If things go wrong, it's just incidental. My bad, never got the memo.
All right, so that is Loud Luxury with the song Body off the album Dance Paradise 2017. We're going to move on from Body to The Way I Are featuring, it's Timbaland featuring Carrie Hilson and DOE. The Way I Are is a song by Timbaland. This features vocals by Carrie Hilson. In the song, Hilson is in control as the male rapper has no money. She likes him anyway and takes the position of financial power by offering him a tip if he strips. What? Alrighty. The song peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and sold over 3 million units in the United States. Here is Timbaland getting ready to strip with The Way I Are. Thank you, Cabela. It is. This whole album is great.
It's time when they make that fun for me. We've got to let your tail touch, my love is free. We can work without the perks, just you and me. Hug it out to the mirror. Baby, if you strip me with your tentacles, I like you just the way you are.
That's okay. We don't have angel ears. We'll be fine.
I ain't got no way to American Express. We ain't no way to Sonic. Get to the one that loves you best.
That's okay. We're stripping right now.
Baby
girl.
I don't got a huge old house, I rent a room in the house. Listen,
baby girl.
I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl. Once you get a dose of dough, you go and want some more. So listen,
baby girl.
When I make it, I want you there. Want you there, yeah.
That is Timbaland with The Way I Are featuring Carrie Hilson and DOE off the album Shock Value in 2007. And me, Michelle, is right. It is a great album. Yes, get you in the mood. All right, so the next song I have is Gold. Gold debut single by American singer Kyra. I hope I'm saying that right, re-released as the lead single from her debut studio album. At one point, there was so much buzz about the song that the rapper Sisqó considered replacing the word thong with gold on his 15th annual remix edition of the thong song. So here is Gold with by Kira. It reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Thank you, Mr. A. Thank you, Chilwell. Thank you, Peter. Don't get what you said of me. I'ma bite your feelings out. She gon' bite you. I miss you in the basement. But your brother was such a substitute for me. Ooh, watch out. And if you love me, love me, but you never let me go. When the roof was on fire, you never let me know. Say you're sorry, honey, but you never really showed. And I can leave a party without ever letting you know. Without ever letting you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, boy, what you know. Rufus, boy, I mean, without ever letting you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, boy, what you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, without ever letting you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, boy, what you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, without ever letting you know. Rufus, boy, I mean love, boy, what you know. Without ever letting you know. Caught up in my teeth. Thank you, VP. Tits like money when I sleep. Caught up in my teeth. And I miss you in the basement. Body's on the pavement. Oh. And if you love me, but you never let me go. And the roof was on fire, and you never let me know. Say you're sorry, honey, but you never really show me. And I can leave a party without ever letting you know. Without ever letting you know. Roof was all you had me love, boy, what you saw. All right, that is Gold by Kara off the album Lo-Kai Savage in 2015. We are going to move on to, let's see, My Head and My Heart by Ava Max. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Max wanted to create a song which would allow people to dance while they were still at home. Development of My Head and My Heart occurred from September to November to 2020, which intended to release the song in the right moment. It was the first single exclusively released for digital edition of Max's debut studio album, Heaven and Hell. The singer's internal struggle of whether to go back to her former lover or permanently ditch him continues to the concept that runs through the whole album. So here she is with My Head and My Heart.
Baby, now and then, I think about me now and who I could have been. And then I picture all the perfect that we lived.
Billy D!
Till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. My mind's got a mind of its own right now, and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite.
Thank you, Kibella. Thank you, Bam Bam. Welcome, GXITXPT. Good to have you. Welcome back, Luna Lina.
Asking the heavens, should I stay or should I go? You held my hand when I had nothing left to hold, and now I'm on a roll. Oh, my mind's got a mind of its own right now, and it makes me hate you. I'll spoil that kind of mind if I can decide to hate me.
Yeah. That is Miss Ava Max with My Head and My Heart off of her album Heaven and Hell 2020. All right, we're going to move on to this is the next song. It's called This Girl. This song is a collaboration between French house artist Kings. It's pronounced Kungs and Melbourne, Australian funk trio Cooking on Three Burners. It is sped up rework of Cooking on Three Burners' deep soul classic, which then recorded in 2009 with the vocals of Kylie Addist. It's topped the charts in France and reached the top 10 in many other European countries. Kungs told Billboard magazine he was excited to watch the song blow up. It's a track I produced in my bedroom 1 year ago. I just heard the track on YouTube and I fell in love with it. I told myself that I really had to remix it and add my own personal touch to it. I didn't expect such success. It was a large, strange blend, and I thought that people wouldn't understand the track. So I was really happy when I saw that the radio was playing it. So here's Kungs with This Girl. I know I'm saying that wrong, but anyway, here we go. Just dance. Just dance. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Crazy Lady. Thank you, Peter. I like it. I like it a lot. I never heard it until I saw it on different lists, and I really like it. I know, Billy D. Just shake it anyway. Come on, it's Friday. This Girl by Coombs. So, Cooking on Three Burners. I like it. All right, we're going to move on to the next song. It's Your Woman. Your Woman is a song by British one-man band, White Town. White Town, who sings and records dance music using synthesizers and samples. Your Woman, which was number one hit in his native UK and charted all over the world, is by far his best known song. In the song, My Woman, the guy is hopelessly in love with a woman who has a heart of stone and treats him like dirt. Oh, man. The lyric was written by Bing Crosby, who recorded the original version in 1932. White Town is male who sings the songs from a woman's perspective, making it a rare example of a hit record with a gender reverse. And they said the only other one was Prince, who did it, explored his territory in 1987 when he sung If I Was Your Girlfriend. So here is White Town with Your Woman. Thank you, Mimi Shell. Thank you, Billy D. Here we go. I can't really twerk. I have a rod from the top of my spine to the bottom, and so my twerking is very straight. Not worth it.
such a thing is true. I could never be the right kind of girl for you.
And I guess Bing Crosby's was my woman.
She said she never liked from the start. Well, we all wish that I could claim the same. But you always knew that you had my heart. And you're such a charming, handsome what they say is true. I could never be the right kind of girl for you. I could never be a woman.
That is White Town with Your Woman off the album Woman in Technology. And I just real quick for what do you say, shits and giggles, here is Bing Crosby, the one that he made it off of. It's called My Woman. Let's see what that sounds like. Oh, that's a big difference.
My woman is mean as she can be. My woman, she makes a fool of me. Never treats me good. Don't know why I should love her. She's lying when she says I love you. And I know it. But what am I to do? Though she makes me cry, I don't care, for I love her.
All right, that is Bing Crosby, My Woman, the song that inspired Your Woman by White House. All right, so we're going to move on. Let's see, I'm going to go down to number 14. Makes Me Wonder, and it is a song by American pop rock band Maroon 5. It was released on March 27th, 2007 as the first single from their second studio album, It Won't Be Soon Before Long. Upon release, the song set a record for the biggest jump to number one in history of the Billboard Hot 100, rising from 64 to number one. However, the record was later broken by Kelly Clarkson's 2009 single, My Life Was Stuck Without You. So here's Maroon 5 with Makes Me Wonder. And this has explicit, so just, you know, deal with it. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Billy Dee. So that is Maroon 5 with Makes Me Wonder off the album I Won't Be Soon Before Long. We are going to cut him off, bam, because I'm going to want to play Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris. This urban club banger is the first single from English singer, songwriter, and musician producer Tyle Cruz's second album, Rockstar. It was written by Cruz and Fraser T. Smith and produced by Smith. This was originally offered to Cheryl Cole for her first debut solo album. However, by the time the girls All-Star said yes, it was too late because Cruz's version was already playing on the radio. An alternative version of the song, which is the one we're going to play, featuring rapper Ludacris, was released as a single in the United States, climbing from 53 to number one in its second week on the Hot 100. Here is Tyle Cruz with Ludacris, Break Your Heart.
Hi, Oz.
Hi, Amar. Welcome. Thank you, BP.
If you fall for me, I'm not easy, please. I might tear you apart. Told you from the start.
Bye, Peter. See you a little bit.
I'm only gonna break your heart.
All right. So, Tyle Cruz with Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris off the album Rockstar in 2009. All right, so I have one more dance song for y'all to get you ready for. I can't cut him off. All right, that's now I'll cut him off. All right, so now we're going to move on to my last song on my list today, and it is The Way You Move is the hip hop and soul song performed by Big Boa of American hip hop duo Outkast. The song features Outkast mentor Sleepy Brown on guest vocals. The song's instrumental track punctuates the prominent live horn section of Horns Unlimited of Atlanta. From They Resemble Earth, Wind, and Fire, which features Sleepy Brown singing in style inspired by the work of Motown star Marvin Gaye. The Way You Move peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 the following year, becoming Outkast's third number one pop single and the 900th for Billboard. In 2009, it was named the 22nd most successful song of the 2000s on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs of the Decade. So here we go. Our last song for us to dance to, Outkast, The Way You Move. And it's explicit too, so just deal with it. Me too. Hi, Herbert.
Ready for action, nipping in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass him. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling like...
All right, BP. Rattling, speaker box, I know, you're shaking it.
Like aluminum cans in the bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that B-A-S-S-A? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that B-A-S-S-A?
Shake those hips, man. Oh, good, Lena. I'm glad. Not a man whore.
Off my cheeks, let me study how you ride the beat, you big freak. Skinny slim women got the chemical within them. You can hump them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Yell out timber when you fall.
Oh, don't pop your hips then. Let's not do that. You can keep your feet in one spot and just like shake a little bit. Thank you, Oz. Appreciate you.
I love the way you move. 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 Hey, baby, you don't have to stop it. Oh, dance with me, dance all over me. You're so fine, so fine, so fine.
Welcome, SSI5GK. The way you move. That is Outkast off the album Speaker Box 2003. All right, that was fun. It went by so fast. I love putting together this music. It's not easy because I just don't pick a list and go, here's the list. I make a list. So that's fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Billy D, thanks for putting up with it. I appreciate your support. You need to message me. Let me know what you like to hear. And I will play something for you besides the sugar we played the other day. I did play another sugar, by the way. All right. So I am going to leave you guys like I always leave you. If it'll play, why is it not playing? Three times a charm. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks you guys so, so very much for supporting me. It means the world to me, you guys being here. It's so much fun to hang out with you. Remember, if you see Saucy around, wish her a happy birthday and special healing from her surgery. I love you guys so, so very much. You guys have a great rest of your day, and I will see you around Podbean. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have a good day, too, BP. You too, Lerlina and Baby Oz. So good to see you. Bam, bam. You're the best. Kinkella, everybody who's in here today. Mimi Show, we're so